He stood up and opened a channel into Tranquility's communication net, requesting access to the spaceport's standard commercial reference memory core. The file on the Lady Macbeth and Joshua Calvert was datavised into his neural nanonics. What he accessed caused an involuntary twitch in his jaw muscle. Lady Macbeth was a combat-capable starship, complete with antimatter drive and combat wasp launch rails, and she was being capaciously refurbished. Pausing only to confirm Joshua Calvert's visual profile was filed correctly in his neural nanonics memory cell, he followed Dr. Manzu out of Harkey's bar, keeping an unobtrusive 30 seconds behind her. Joshua, interested before, was now outright fascinated as he surreptitiously watched the three men trailing after the diminutive Dr. Manzu almost collide in the doorway. His intuition had been right again. Jesus, who is she? Tranquility would know, but then Tranquility would know she was being tailed as well, and who the tails were. Which meant that Ione would know. He still hadn't resolved his feelings about Ione. There couldn't be anyone in the universe who was better at sex, but knowing that Tranquility was looking at him out of those enchanting sea-blue eyes, that all those fluffy, girlish mannerisms were wrapped around thought processes cooler than solid helium was more than a little disconcerting. Though never inhibiting, she had been quite right about that. He simply couldn't say no. Not to her. He returned to her every day, as instinctively as a migrating bird to an equatorial continent. It was exciting screwing the Lord of Ruin, a Soldana, and the feeling of her body pressed against his was supremely erotic. The male ego, he often reflected these days, was a puppet master with a very black sense of humour. Joshua didn't have any time to ponder the puzzle of Dr. Manzu before someone else hailed him. He turned with a slightly pained expression on his face. A 30-year-old man in a slightly worn navy blue ship's one-piece was pushing through the throng, waving hopefully. He was just a few centimetres shorter than Joshua, with the kind of regular features below short black hair that suggested a good deal of geneering. There was a smile on his face, apprehensive and keen at the same time. "Yes?" Joshua asked wearily. He was only halfway back to his table. "Captain Calvert, I'm Eric Thakra, a ship's general systems engineer, grade 5. "Ah," Joshua said. Warlow's 1,000-decibel laugh blasted out, silencing the bar for an instant. "Grade ratings are mostly down to logged flight hours," Eric said. "I did a lot of time in port maintenance. I'm up to grade 3 level in practice, if not more." "And you're looking for a berth?" "That's right." Joshua hesitated. He still had a couple of berths to fill, and one of them was for a systems generalist. But that itchy sensation of discomfort had returned, much stronger than it had been with Dr. Manzu. "Jesus, what's this one, a serial killer?" "I see," he said. "I would be a bargain. I'm only asking grade 5 pay." "I prefer to make flight pay a percentage of the charter fee, or a percentage of profits if we trade our own cargo." "Sounds pretty good to me." Joshua couldn't fault his attitude. Youthful, enthusiastic, no doubt a good worker, obviously willing to accept the rule-bending necessary to keep independent ships flying. Ordinarily, a man you'd want at your back. But that intimation of wrongness wouldn't leave. "Okay, let me have your CV file, and I'll look it over," he said. "But not tonight. I'm in no fit state to make command judgments tonight." In the end, he invited Eric Thakra back to the table to see how he got on with the other three crew members. He shared their sense of humour, had some good stories of his own, drank a lot, but not excessively. Joshua watched it happen through the increasingly rosy glow fostered by the champagne, occasionally having to push Kelly to one side for a proper view of the table. Warlow liked him. Ashley Hansen liked him, Melvin Ducharme, the Lady Max fusion specialist, liked him, even Mayer and the UDAT crew liked him. He was one of them. And that, Joshua decided, was the problem. Eric fitted into his role a little too perfectly. At 2:15 in the morning, feeling very smug, Joshua managed to give Kelly the slip and sneaked out of Harkey's bar with Helen Vanham.